The anti-nuclear bailout group argued in federal court that they should get an extension to their petition drive. They say Ohio law restricts their constitutional rights to hold a referendum. But state lawyers blame the referendum effort of being full of bad business decisions. It was revealed in a U.S. district court hearing that Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts fell about 40,000 signatures short of the number it needed to hit to press pause on the nuclear bailout law. But the group's attorney, Chris Finney, argues that a state law that requires petition language to be approved by the Attorney General unfairly delays the process granted by the Ohio Constitution.
Combined with an extraordinarily well-funded opposition effort, made it so that the right of the people to be deprived of these petitions, access to the ballot, has been deprived.
The state's attorneys argued that officials were simply following state law, and that the referendum effort should have accounted for that. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.